Well, hello there. This is Jane again with You Are Enough. So, before we get started, you're going to hear a lot of chatter in the background. It is because I am outside with all of these beautiful songbirds. You might hear some traffic. If I had some better equipment, I would be able to do these podcasts and kind of blur out that. But at the same time, it gives you some background music. I've been trying not to put background music on my podcast because my husband listens to these and he tells me it distracts him. So this is for you, babe. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to just start out with a prayer and then we're just going to dig right in. So, Father God, I just thank you so much for this opportunity to you know, sometimes I do these podcasts to share my thoughts, but to share your word, Father, to share the truth is where my heart is, Lord. And I just hope that you just give me the words to do just that as you did in our time, in our study, Lord. And I just pray that whatever ears hear this, Father, that they know that you are a loving and a compassionate and a graceful God that wants only the best for his children, Lord. And if you don't know the Lord, we pray that something here today just convicts you to dig more, to ask questions, to come to a place where I want to know more about this Jesus she keeps talking about, Lord. So we just give you the praise and the glory, and it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, so I'm just going to start really straight up. I have been struggling with church. There, I said it out loud. I have been struggling with church. And I have not liked it. This has not been the time in my life when I have needed this struggle in my life. So, Satan's trying to get a hold of me, no doubt. He's trying to tear me down. He's done so many things over the past year that I've had to fight, and the Lord has won the battles for me. And so, here we go again with another one of his tactics, another way that Satan's trying to bring me down. And I'm going to be straight up real. I mean, that's what I do. It got me deep. It got me in a place I don't think I was prepared for. How he attacked me, it came out of the blue. I was not prepared for the attack. And so there. So over the past few weeks, actually it's been 11 days, I have been... And tell me if you've done this. I've been looking into the Word, searching His Word to align with what I wanted or how I felt. Anybody? You get hurt, you get mad, you get angry, and you need some scripture to back up the way you feel. Come on. That's what I've been doing. But I have been digging. And that is the Holy Spirit in me. I am a child of God, regardless of how I'm feeling right now. I am His. Doesn't change anything about that. So the Holy Spirit is in me. I have that power in me. So I have still been digging into God's Word. Because in the end, I don't want this friction, this struggle. You know, I need my church. I need it. It's been a part of my life for almost, 16 years in August, the body of believers that I attend now. So it is my family. I can remember saying a long time ago when I first started church was that was the first real, family that I've ever had that I could count on and depend on. And I'm not taking away from my blood family because the Lord has shown me that that was so much more than what I ever gave it credit for, especially with the death of my mom and dad this year, and how he just worked things out in my life. But my church, my body of believers that I attend, was something new for me. You know, to have people that I could count on and depend on and know that I could call on them in a moment and they would be there for me. Also have, you know, have a group of people that believed in Jesus and loved Jesus. You know, that was new for me too. So to have a struggle there was just, it was unbearable. When I spoke to my therapist about some of this, you know, she said it was like I was experiencing another loss in my life at a time where I didn't need it. So the details of it all don't really matter at all, because God brought me right back to His Word. And like I said, here I was searching His Word for it to line up with how I feel or what I wanted to say. Or how I wanted things to be. But Jesus is gonna Jesus, girls. He just gonna do what He do. And He brought me back. Every time I would try, there was something. I'm gonna go find me something else, God. I'm gonna find me something else. And Jesus would be like, yeah, okay, go on. But my word is the truth. And, it doesn't change. It's not going to bend to your emotions and your feelings. You know, it's going to be there. And it wasn't even one of those things where He just came at me hard, you know, and like, I mean, it was solid. It was bold, but it was also so gentle. His Holy Spirit was just so gentle in me, taking my heart and softening it so I could actually hear what He was trying to say. You know, He wasn't scolding me. He wasn't making me feel ashamed. He wasn't doing any of those things. He even acknowledged some of my points as being accurate. But in the end, He brought me back to the church. He brought me back to the importance of what it was, why He created it, the significance of the church and for the kingdom of God. I mean, that word, I'm telling you, this word is alive and it's active, like it says in Hebrews 4. I'm going to read that. Your word is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And sometimes you read that and it's like, ooh, that's rough, but it's not. It's so gentle. It's so loving. It's so good. So I was sitting yesterday, You Are Enough is having its first retreat in, I should remember when it is, shouldn't I? It's in September. And it's the very first one. We've talked about it and we're really excited. It's very small, intimate. And so I wanted to start digging into my study. And the thing that we're doing is called Cultivating Biblical Friendships, and it's through Revelation Wellness. And so I was going through some of the notes and some of the study and talking about how to be a better friend, but also to receive it as well. And then I got into God's Word also with the church thing again, and I'm in the book of Matthew, and I have a little post-it here. I wish you could see all this that I have out here, because how God just orchestrated all of this. You know, that's just, I'm going to say it again, Jesus gone Jesus. And it was talking about being church builders, to look like Jesus, to be authentic, to be relevant, to be enjoyable, to be accepting, to be powerful. And those are all words of grace and love. But they're not taking away from the boldness of God's word at all. In the notes for Revelation Wellness, it was talking about how to be a better friend, but also how to receive it. Just the tips of cultivating biblical friendships, connections, fellowship. First of all, Jesus has to be our first true friend. He is our first love. I had a friend way back, and she's still, even this past week with my struggling, was the voice of reason in my ear, and I love her to death. And she had told me that long time ago at a retreat that Christ died for the church. And it just was so powerful to me, the importance of the church, so much that Christ died for it. He's our first. He has to be our first love, our first true friend. To do anything, we have to be more like him, to be a better wife, to be a better mother, to be a better friend, to be a better employee, to be the best church member that we can be. We have to be more like Christ. Another note that it has here about friendships, and it goes back to building the church at the same time. I think these are connected, and again, how God is just working this out to put these two things together for me. You have to be a friend to make friends. We have to be the church to bring in other believers into the kingdom of God. We've got to do the things. We've got to be there. Does going to church change your stance if you're a believer in Christ? No. Once you're saved, you're sealed. But you're missing out on so much if you don't find a body of believers to partake in what God created his church for. He created it for us to come together. To fellowship with one another, to learn, to hear God's word, to be under teachers, but also to do his work. The church going out with missions. Our church right now is out with our youth at Infuge, and they're going out and being the hands and feet of Jesus in South Carolina. The church is not about you. It's about his kingdom, God's kingdom. The church isn't even about the little C church. It's not about the church that I attend down the road. It's about God's kingdom. And as a believer in Christ, when you become a believer, you become part of the body. And we got a job to do, sisters. I'm telling you. Jesus is going to Jesus when you dig into his word. He gives you what you need. That's where the battle, that's where we fight this battle against Satan. Satan wanted to take me down these past 11 days. And he had me. He had me all in my feels, all in my emotions, all in my hurts. And then I was able to go be a part of a women's retreat this weekend in Mississippi with Connecting Ministries here locally. And we also had a speaker there, Lisa Harper. And, it just revived me even more to dig into the truth. Another thing that, you have to do with friendships, and this goes back to the church, is you have to make time. You have to schedule time. You have to be intentional. Relationships don't work if you don't give it the time that it needs. Marriages don't work. What would it be like if you just decided to stop making time for your husband? God's church, the little C, the body of believers down the street, needs you. They need you. You have a part there. So we have to be intentional and make time to attend. Attendance is important. As I am speaking this, it is penetrating me as well. This is exactly what I needed. And I hope someone on the other end is exactly what you needed too. You needed some revival. You needed some hope in the dryness of your season right now. You needed a new purpose, a new reason as to why you're attending the church you're attending. Attend, ladies. Another note here was that you have to be open and honest with one another. You know, that one's tough. Woo! That one's tough. To confess your sins, as it says in James 5:6. You know, but friendships, when you do that with other friends, it just helps them grow even more. And that's what the church is about too. You know, girls and guys, if there's guys listening to this, the church is made up of people. Don't forget that. There's gonna be hurt, and there's gonna be letdowns, and there's gonna be struggles. And there's going to be times when you do open up and it's not received the way that you expect it to be received. But it doesn't change that we're supposed to confess and we're supposed to be open and honest with one another. Be available. You know how I said earlier that it's not, you know, it's not about you. You know, you have a story, you have a testimony, you have gone through things for a reason. And God is going to work good in those. Romans 8:28. My life first, I've said it a million times, I'm going to say it again. Be available, be sincere to listen, to make other people feel valued and appreciated, you know. With friendships, don't be one-sided. With the church, the same thing. You know, we come together as a body of believers from all different walks of life, from different backgrounds, from different struggles, from different hurts. It's not a competition. Hurt is hurt, pain is pain, and God is going to use it all for His glory. You have your story, your testimony is for a purpose. Okay, but we have to be available for that person who needs your wisdom, your guidance, or just that ear. Just the ear. Church gives us that opportunity as well. Forgive one another. Our God is a God of grace and mercy. Ladies, we have to forgive like He's forgiven us. Guys, we have to forgive like He's given us. Here's something that I've also, you don't have to always be right. True friendships, sometimes you just step back. Forgive the ones that hurt you and you move on. Church is the same way, ladies. You got to forgive. Be loyal to one another. Let's speak some life about our sisters, our friends, our church. And let's speak life into it. This tongue, the trouble it gets me in. And this is not, again, this message is not about shame and guilt. It's none of that because that is not our God. It's not. He gently redirects our thoughts and our emotions and our hearts if we're willing. It's a gentle, it's a soft breeze. It's freedom when we turn away from whatever is holding us in bondage. That's God. So if any of this is speaking to you and it's like, oh, man, my tongue. I'm with you right there. Then let his love and his soft, cool breeze just blow in there. And change your heart. Change your mind. And for you to remember that regardless, he is there. Forgiving you. Ready to pick you up and help you to move forward. That's our God, ladies. That's our God. And then on this last note, and this is one that he's given to me right now, so I haven't even had a time to think about it, really. Friendships last for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Let that sink in. Do you all have people in your life that have been there forever? For a specific season in your life? A reason in your life? I've had them all. And it was hard for me in the beginning to understand that friendships don't last forever. Especially when some of them are really deep and strong in a certain time and you really, really feel. But then once you slip away from it, you look back and you realize what it was about. It doesn't make it any less significant or any less important. It's just it is what it is. I have lifetime friendships. I have friends that bring this back to the church that I've had as long as I've been at that church, and they've been very significant in changing my life. And even those friendships that I had for 16 plus years now, we don't talk every day. We don't talk every week. But when we come together, it's like it's there. It's there forever. I have friendships that are turning into that haven't been as long, but I know that it's going to be a lifelong friendship because it's that strong. You know, with church, this is me talking. This is me not digging into the word about this. This is just my thoughts on it. So please know, just my opinion on it. The body of believers that we attend right now might not be the body of believers that we attend later. I'm not talking about church hopping based on how you feel or, you know, somebody hurt your feelings or you don't like the music. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about where God moves you to a different body of believers. It can happen. I mean, we're talking about God, and he can do whatever he wants. And sometimes that's not comfortable. But sometimes things are for a reason. Sometimes things are for a season. Sometimes it's lifelong. I hope that this has helped you guys in some way. Church is very, very important. You know, I wrote down some notes here. Christ is the cornerstone of his church, 1 Peter. This is a paraphrase that I noted in 1 Peter 2:5. You know, it talks about our role. You know, we're the building material. We're what he's using to build it. I had mentioned this earlier, you know, that when you become a believer, you become the body, a member of the body of Christ, and we have a role in that body. That's in 1 Corinthians. As far as being in church, attending church, throughout Scripture, it talks about one another, one another. Where did I read? I read a commentary earlier. I think it said like over 60 times where it says one another, you know, togetherness. Church is where we can love one another. It's where we can instruct one another. What was some of the other ones? Be kind and compassionate to one another. Ooh, serve one another. I'm trying to remember. Encourage one another. Church is important. And you might not like everything about your body of believers, your church. But make no mistake, it's bigger than that. It is for God's kingdom. And you have a role in it. Jane, you have a role in it. I hear you, Jesus. I hear you. Have a blessed day, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, you are enough. Bye.